senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome. It's Crab Diving.
Hey, guys.
Let's do that shit. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday. Faithless Friday. Whether you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7, whether you're listening live, hey, or whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com, holy shit, thank you so much for listening. It is Faithless Friday. We're still hanging in on the Daily Stormer Light.
Oh, Twitter or
over
X,
on X
or whatever.
Yeah. You can message us there or X us or whatever the fuck you do now.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
G-F-Y.
And
G-F-Y.
All right, dog.
Yeah, the dog is upset, man. What does she want her treats right now? Right.
Okay, I'm gonna launch the Kong. Launch the Kong,
boy,
everyone.
She just wants that. So
it's
bad.
Euphemism.
Yes.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission and it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out with some Bezos dough.
Thank you so much for everything, Jeff.
Yes.
Appreciate
we're, we're grateful this season for George Santos getting his ass.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Kicked out of Congress. Only the sixth time in history.
Was that baby with him?
Grifter gone, it says at the HuffPo.
Bye.
Santos expelled. Boo. Quote, to hell with this place, he said.
Well, I don't think it's quite done with you. Doesn't he have to go to court and shit?
An asterisk at the bottom. Also, Sandra Day O'Connor dead at 93.
Yeah, geez.
You know, okay, I'm sad for her family and stuff like that, and she was a pioneer. But then when you think about all of it, it's like it took that long, the Reagan administration, to get a woman onto the Supreme Court, and then later, not that long ago, she said that she thinks they may have decided Bush v. Gore wrong. She would have voted the other way.
That's right. Oh, that
then
thing.
It's like fuck that you, thing. Fuck you.
I mean, you know, you have to wonder. I mean, and here's where we get, this is relevant because, you know, when 9/11, huh?
What a different world.
Oh, I know. Just think about it, because they voted a totalitarian into office. George Bush, a populist, a liar, he was the original populist. Remember, everybody loved this fucking guy. He was supposed to be the dude that was cool and he light us into a war.
Oh, yeah, did some coke back in the day, had a little drinking problem.
You got to wonder if it had not been some dumb fuck like that administration, if it was the Gore administration, would 9/11 had happened?
Please clap.
It did happen like 8 months after he was inaugurated, and they had been planning that for years, right? So I
didn't Clinton tell him that?
It's possible that.
What do you think? Do you really believe that? You think that?
Well, I don't know. What the geopolitics may have shifted, and it may not have happened, but it may have. But the response would have been vastly different.
Yeah.
How deep would have we gotten into Afghanistan? How
maybe
Iraq War would not have happened.
There's no
way. That was Dick Cheney. 100% Dick Cheney.
That's right. I mean, who would have been Al Gore's vice president? That guy.
If you knew you the power of the dark side.
Dick Cheney ringing in.
I don't think Cheney has the aerobic capacity of Darth Vader.
Well, neither does Darth Vader. He needs, needs some machine
help.
He needs
a lot of help. Go on, they give Dick Cheney a get up like that. That might help him. Is he still alive?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that not that long ago, just before the show. I was like, God damn it. Dick Cheney had a heart transplant at like 70-something, yes. Didn't he? And he's still alive.
What happens in the world when we elect these dumb fucking conservative fucknuts? Bad things.
Look at how long Kissinger fucking lasted.
Oh, that guy till he was 100. Holy shit, that's amazing. I mean, that's fucking nuts. His whole story. What a fucking asshole.
1 year for every 100,000 people he was responsible for killing. George is gone.
Yeah.
The House voted miraculously, and oh, MAGA's losing their minds. There's lists all over Daily Stormer Light.
Nine! Why are they mad?
That, look at all these Republicans, 105, voted to oust him.
I know, I'm shocked.
They're
losing
their minds.
I can't believe it either. I love it.
The House voted Friday to expel Representative George Santos, representative from New York.
Get the fuck
from
out.
From Congress, a historic and embarrassing end to his brief legislative career that was built on lies from the start. The final vote, they needed a two-thirds majority, and they got it, 311 to 114.
Well.
Which would have required 290, so they got 21 extra votes.
That's how bad this guy is for the Republicans.
Yeah, more terrifying, I think, are the 114 that voted to let him stay.
Who is that? Who the fuck?
Well, of course, our representative.
Well, yes, yes. I mean,
who's
you know,
next, hopefully.
Yeah, geez, Matt. I mean, you don't think that it's...
But all the leaders voted against. So
the leaders.
Speaker Johnson, warrior for Christ, voted it down. Steve Scalise.
Voted it down?
Took a bullet from an AR, still loves guns.
Yeah, this guy's a dumb fuck.
Majority Whip Tom Emmer. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yes,
from
you do.
Minnesota.
This guy fucking sucks. We've talked about this fuck. You know him.
And... GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik, who is a big fraud. She ran like as a moderate when she first got in. And now she's one of the worst Trumpy. The election was stolen pieces of shit out there.
This is emblematic of the Republicans. They're fucking opportunistic. They don't give a shit about anything. And they're stupid.
Johnson presided over the historic vote in light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York. Mr. Santos.
Please clap.
The whole number of the House is now 434, he read aloud from a piece of paper. Weak applause could be heard somewhere.
Jeez, is he upset?
Santos had survived too. Well, yeah, he came out on the side of saying that they should let his prosecution happen. And that when and if he's found actually criminally guilty, that they should get rid of him.
Yeah,
but then
the
argument on the other side of the table was that not only did he commit crimes, but that ethics committee found he committed crimes against Congress, like stole shit from Congress.
Are we allowed to protect ourselves on any level with this government? So it's nice that you can get rid of at least some bad people.
Yeah. So amazingly. God. And then some of these idiots, like Jason fucking Chaffetz. Remember that piece of shit? Chaffetz. He was the one of the Benghazi. Didn't he take over the Benghazi committee after Hillary? After Pencilneck did? Yeah,
Malfoy, whatever his name is.
Then scurried out of slithered out of Congress when. There was some shenaniganry being investigated on his end. And now, of course, he's a contributor on Fox. And he literally went on Fox and is outraged by this, by George Santos being kicked out.
Why?
And said, what about Adam? Let me see if I can find exactly this motherfucker.
I mean, you know, you can't trust him, right? I mean, in Congress.
He goes after Schiff.
Really? But in Congress, aren't you privy to like secret shit? And, you know, it might help to not have a criminal in there that hates it, sabotaging it. It might be a good idea to get rid of him. He's sabotaging the Congress. Wasn't he taking people's credit card numbers and buying shit that donated to his campaign? This guy's a fucking monster, even for a Republican.
Yeah, here's Jason Chaffetz. This is the standard now. How come they aren't having this vote on Adam Schiff or Eric Swalwell? What crimes did they commit?
Yeah, why? What would they talk about at
well,
the
Eric
fucking
Swalwell,
hearing?
They're saying is a Chinese spy
because
he allegedly fucked Fang Fang or whatever, which they have no evidence of.
He did the right thing, though, right?
Exactly.
When it was discovered, he did the right fucking thing.
The FBI said, hey, this member of your staff, it may be a Chinese spy, and he fired her. Wow.
Well, listen, doing the right thing for the Republicans is so foreign. They have no fucking idea. They don't know. They're
and
stupid.
Schiff, they want to go after Schiff because they say he lied about the Russian collusion. and that he was the one who forced the all the lies and said he had definitive proof.
Listen.
And all this stuff, and it was all a lie.
You fucking idiots that voted for Donald Trump did this.
Again, no crime. Where's the crime?
What? Schiff did what?
Yeah, Santos is under indictment from actual prosecutors.
For actual
felonies. And they're piling more on.
If they're going to bring up the Russia collusion thing, then I'm sorry. Then we all get to talk about it. Because what happened in that was Trump did a lot of bad shit, and he fucking got away with it. And he got elected president on a bullshit premise because his little bitch friend Putin helped him do it. And we're all pretending that didn't fucking happen.
And all the Republicans pried open their ancient gray anuses.
Yes.
And just allowed Putin right in.
Nine! Yes. The Republicans are Putin's little fucking bitch, just like Trump. Yes, the Russia collusion thing. Fuck you guys.
The headline over to the HuffPo just changed. Bipartisanship lives. Everybody hates George.
Get the fuck out, George. That weird purple looking guy. He's always purple. He wears a lot of purple. Have you noticed?
Well, yeah, he's a Grimace LARPer.
Poor Grimace. Grimace wouldn't do that to a dog or to a pet owner. Steal the pet owner's money that he's raising so his dog can get an operation.
Trey Gowdy, because somebody just tweeted, still makes me laugh that Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz are just Fox News pundits now.
Yeah, that's sad.
And they used to be the heads of committees.
Committees.
In Congress.
Yeah, they're both, what do they do on Fox? Do they just say bullshit like...
Well, you heard what Chaffetz just said. Yeah. What about Adam Schiff?
What about
Hillary?
They probably love that gig compared to being in government. That sucks.
They get paid a lot more.
Good God. Well, who knows what the fuck goes on in those green rooms still, even.
Let's see. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Drudge Report, I'm sure, is the same thing. Sashay away, it says. Drudge Report.
Jeez. Goodbye, George.
Leads to the Associated Press story about the expulsion. So there you go. Arrivederci.
You know, George, what I would have done, I would have went to the prosecutors and say, hey, go, if I resign from Congress, will you guys drop all these fucking charges? You would have had some leverage, you know? And now, aren't they just going to go after him?
He can't affect the Justice Department.
Hell yeah, he can. That's what happened with Spiro Agnew. Spiro Agnew resigned.
He was vice president also. George is just a...
Oh, come on. You're not saying he's... He's vital. Did he write any bills?
No.
Hey, George.
Who the fuck knows what he did?
Are you happy with your time on the government? How do you think it went?
His career over.
He gave it a good try. You gave it a good try.
Yeah, sure.
He got through. Did he at least have a couple of days where he was like running through the hall screaming?
Why would I want to stay here? He says.
I don't know. I don't even know why the
to
fuck
to hell
you
with
ran.
This place. He says.
We have to figure it. Some people decide they're politicians and they shouldn't be. How did this guy decide he wanted to run for office? I mean, this was a bad match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and great job, GOP, for vetting your candidates.
God, I know. It's like, did they do anything? Meaning, like, when somebody says they want to run for something, did they do a Google search?
Right, right.
Did they look up the guy on LinkedIn?
Maybe call a couple of his references, his job references.
But what are they going to do? Like, he got caught lying? And then what? They're not going to have him?
Well, that was a plus for them.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
Do you have either financial and or sex crimes? Come on in.
Sometimes I wonder why do these stories come out? Why doesn't some other, why don't the Democrats intercept some of these stories and you take George? This might not be ethical, but I don't know. You say, listen, we're going to release this story unless you vote certain ways.
That's called extortion.
No, it's not. It's called leverage, man. I'm not saying.
Well, this is surprising. Andy Biggs, who is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is he a senator or a congressperson?
Congress.
Arizona or Arkansas?
Was
Mississippi.
Some of the right-wing members and activists tried to manufacture outrage over the vote. Todd Starnes' website, Meet the Dirty Rhinos, voted to expel George Santos. With a list of 105 Republicans who voted for it.
Jesus Christ, man. It's like...
Oh, no. Andy Biggs was on Todd Starnes' show earlier in the day and said he hoped that the House wouldn't do something crazy and expel Santos.
Jeez. Do something crazy. Well, I mean, I think it's crazy that he... I don't know. I've never been in government. It seems like that's a bad guy to have in government, and I think they waited too long.
Well, yeah.
You don't think they couldn't have done this earlier, right? I mean, they could have.
Yeah, a long time ago, when he was first indicted.
I'm confused. You're telling me Mike Johnson voted to not have him expelled?
Yes.
But Mike, come on, man. Is he worried? if Mike Johnson would have voted no, would we be doing the whole speakership thing again?
Maybe. We'd still be voting. They'd still be voting.
I bet Matt Gaetz is a little quieter next time around.
I want to see if all these rumors come true that he's next. They have their sights set on him for,
you know what I want for
putting
Christmas?
All this bullshit, putting all this turmoil into their party.
Dear Jesus, for Christmas, I want Matt Gaetz to be indicted for sex crimes or whatever the fuck it is. Please. My congressperson. That's so sad. It's so fucked up. My congressperson. He's known for drunk driving, but not anymore. It's like this guy is infamous for being a fucking drunk, but that's like not even on the radar. Nobody even cares about his DUIs. He's trafficking children. He's taking them to the Bahamas. Allegedly. At least he's not driving there.
Well, he might have made them drive.
That's better. Anybody, but that guy can't drive. He shouldn't drive.
He can't drive.
No himself. Offense, Matt.
Vito. Those are your headlines, everybody, this Faithless Friday. There's being Faithless Friday, there's a piece over at Politico today.
Politico.
And this is, we're ahead of the news, Ryan.
Yes.
By a whole bunch of years, because we've been talking about David Barton for how many years? That fraudulent...
Oh, many years.
...faux historian. You know, it was like 2012 that his book was ripped off the shelves.
About Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his Christian bookseller, the Christian publishing house, yanked his books off of the shelves because even their own Christians tied themselves in knots trying to find that his stuff that he wrote about Jefferson was factual, and it was all bollocks. It was riddled with just lies and fabrications and misinformation. All with the purpose of trying to prove that this is a Christian nation, goddammit, and the Christians should, they never meant freedom from religion.
But they're countries you can live in, though, that do this. It's called Iran. They're called Afghanistan.
But they're wrong.
Oh, they are? Well, move there. They're into the same shit, dude.
But our God's the real one. They're wrong.
It's the same one. I'm sorry, David.
How dare you?
No, someone has to be honest with you. You don't know shit about Thomas Jefferson, and this Jesus stuff is baloney.
So now, welcome Politico to the party. The bogus historians who teach evangelicals they live in a theocracy is the headline.
Yeah.
The magazine, the Friday Read story over at Politico. A new book on the Christian right reveals how a series of unscrupulous leaders turned politics into a powerful and lucrative gospel. And there's a picture of David fucking Barton.
You know, it's so fucked up because this David Bartman fuck, no one should know about this guy. This guy shouldn't, we shouldn't know about David Bartman. Where did this guy fucking come from? He just materialized.
Yeah. And now he's teaching everybody. Remember, for years he was Glenn Beck's boy.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
I think Glenn Beck David put him Bartman on the map.
No, Glenn Beck loved David.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigly.
It said, it opens, I had never seen a sanctuary so full on a Tuesday night. The people packed into Floodgate Church in Brighton, Michigan.
Yeah.
They weren't here for Bill Bolin, the right-wing zealot pastor who'd grown his congregation tenfold by preaching conspiracy-fueled sermons since the onset of COVID-19, turning Sunday morning worship service into amateur Fox News segments.
No, we did that show. We did that guy. Didn't we do a story on that guy?
You might have heard of him.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they'd come out by the hundreds, decked out in patriotic attire this October evening in 2021 to hear from a man who was introduced to them as, quote, America's greatest living historian.
Come on.
They had come for David Barton.
Who the shit is billing him like that?
That's this church.
David is. Introduce me as the great...
I'll do my own introduction.
Yeah, sometimes I host these comedy shows, and I go up to comics. I'll say, how would you like me to introduce you? And, you know, I've never heard... what is he?
America's greatest living historian.
Give it up for America's greatest living historian, everybody. Let's clap for David fucking Bartman.
I'll just read this next little bit and then we'll bail, but because it's a really good story over at Politico. It would be of little use to tell the folks around me, the people of my conservative hometown, that Barton wasn't a real historian. They wouldn't care that his lone academic credential is a bachelor's degree in religious education from Oral Roberts University.
Oral! Yes. He's
not a history major. Religious education.
That's history, though. Religion deals with history, right?
It wouldn't matter that Barton's 2012 book on Thomas Jefferson was recalled by the world's largest Christian publisher for its countless inaccuracies.
A Christian publisher.
Or that a panel of 10 conservative Christian academics who reviewed Barton's body of work, all that he's written, in the aftermath, ripped the entirety of his scholarship to shreds.
Excuse me.
Everything he's written is bullshit.
And I believe it. And those peers or whoever the fuck they are, I want to see what they wrote too. And let's rip their religious bullshit a new asshole as well. Right? Is that like other Christian writers and shit? Oh, you guys all work in fiction. Go fuck yourselves.
It would not bother the congregants in Floodgate Church to learn that they were listening to a man whose work was found by one of America's foremost conservative theologians to include, quote, embarrassing factual errors, suspiciously selective quotes, and highly misleading claims. All of this would be irrelevant to the people around me because David Barton was one of them.
That's right.
He believed the separation of church and state is a myth. He believes the time had come for evangelicals to reclaim their rightful place atop the nation's governmental and cultural institutions. Hence, his welcome was a hero's welcome.
Oh, my God.
When he rolled into Floodgate with his American Restoration Tour.
Jesus fucking Christ. These people need to be, and I mean this in the most, not round these people up and give them drugs or something. Give them drugs. They need, you know what these people need? That worship David Bartman. They need ketamine treatment, don't they? Don't they need something like that? Some sort of chemical intervention?
I mean, something going on. That
yeah, crack their brains open and rewire some shit because they're fucked in the head. I want to say, like, if there's any other Christian writers, Christian historical religious writers, giving this guy shit for writing bullshit about Thomas Jefferson, suck my dick. Because you guys all work in the bullshit. It's just, this is different. But it's still bullshit. It's all the same bullshit. Well,
there might be Christian historians who don't lie about the recent history. Our country.
Yeah, oh, that's, well.
And shit like that.
Do they believe Jesus was white or black?
They probably believe he was brown.
Oh, okay. Okay. They study Christians like the way, who is that person? Jane Watts or Faye? Jane Goodall studies gorillas, kind of? I'm just trying to figure it out. No offense to anyone.
So, check that out over at Politico. It's one of the their big magazine pieces. It's
yes.
Worth a read. It's the guy we've been talking about for a long time. We Right Wing Watch has been calling him out all for years and years and years for right. his bullshit.
Yeah, it's just, I just think of all the people in this world that could be, I don't know, raised up, supported, promoted, people that are doing good things. I just don't know why. There's no good reason this guy's a celebrity, right? I mean, all he does is just write bullshit. He doesn't have any, there's nothing good this guy is ever going to do, David Bartman.
No, he's trying to help orchestrate the Christian takeover of this fucking country.
Is he friends with Mel Gibson?
I should
Gibson?
Say the fucking Christian takeover of yes. this country.
Oh, I know. Please stop it, guys. You're still allowed to say Merry Christmas. I don't give a shit.
Trending?
But I'm going to say Happy Holidays, you fucks.
Why is Coinbase trending?
Uh-oh. Is that bad?
It's where I have some of my crypto holdings.
Crypto.
It's got a new ad that everybody likes. Okay.
Jeez.
Sorry, everybody. I saw on the X that Coinbase was trending.
Were you worried it was going to be...
I might have a little bit of money over there.
What was the one that collapsed? It was just a big clusterfuck.
Oh,
Vesuvius.
Something mountain, yeah.
Mountain.
Mount
Coin.
Vesuvius. Mount Gox or something.
Gax. Yeah, everything was lost because somebody forgot their password or something.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I've got another story here. This one,
yes.
This is about fucking time. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Right.
I wonder if there's tape of this. Lost their fucking tiny little minds and had meltdowns and temper tantrums. Literally.
Yeah.
When Chairman Dick Durbin on the Senate Judiciary Committee, an adult,
right?
Let's all recall, because we have the Senate.
Yes.
Things could be sane in the House, y'all.
Dick Durbin used to be one of our senators, correct?
In Illinois, yeah.
Yeah.
He held votes on two of Biden's judicial nominees without allowing debate.
No!
Saying he was simply following the new precedent established by the Republicans,
yes,
when they did the same thing to the Democrats twice. Why is he just now doing it?
No, yeah,
my question.
But that's not true. He did allow debate. They debated these people earlier.
Right.
Durbin said you had a moment. You had a chance to do it.
He appeared to completely blindside Republicans by moving straight votes on two U.S. District Court nominees without opening the floor for discussion, but both nominees had two previous hearings and had been debated. But typically they would, because this is the way the stupid bullshit goes.
Yes.
At the Senate, where they have to talk about talking about talking about something.
Yes, they review their concerns.
Yeah, it's Festivus for like eight times when the panel would still have one more discussion, and all it is a chance for these motherfuckers on both sides to filibuster and do performance art for the YouTube and for their Facebook pages where they can tell their idiots, look at how I'm shredding the libs.
You know why I like this is because you're right. That the Republicans, what would they have said? They don't have. Let's be real. That party has nothing to offer. What the fuck is Tommy Tuberville gonna say to these two judicial nominees? Nothing. You know what I mean? There's nothing over there. So it's like it's bullshit. They have nothing to add. They have nothing to offer. Maybe a hand job at a mediocre musical in the 11 o'clock number. That's it.
Charlie Kirk tweeted, "Watch the Senate Judiciary Chairman Democrat Dick Durbin ram through committee votes without letting senators speak. The party of democracy destroying democracy in real time."
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love
it. Says Charlie Kirk.
Oh, yes, you little fucking Nazi. Find some little brown shirt to cup your balls for a while.
So
you'll feel
funny.
Better. Go fuck yourself.
And then, so all the right wingers are tweeting the part where the Republicans, you know, yell and scream and everything like that. And then they miss the part where Durbin says, "Hey, you guys did this to us. You set the it's called precedent."
Right.
That's
precedent.
That's literally what he said. It's called precedent.
I think we're seeing a. But hopefully this is a pivot to the Democrats closing the fists and starting to pound on these motherfuckers.
It's just all such ridiculous kabuki. It just really is.
Yeah.
They know they did it.
Yes.
And they'll do it again.
Right.
If they're in charge.
What they
we
want.
Know.
What these little sycophants want more than anything is their orange daddy in the White House. That's what they want. They want that more than anything. That's what the Republicans want. They want to dominate poor people. They want to fuck with women. They want to do all this bad shit. This is kabuki, so that can happen.
So we want more of this. More
Hell
of
yes.
this. Kick them in their guts.
With your
every
brains.
Every single time.
With your brains. Surely we can outthink Tommy Tuberfuck.
And let's all, wouldn't it be great? I know it's not probably likely, but if we picked up like 10 seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had two-thirds where could tell all of those little
S&D.
Bitches to go as, to quote Elon, go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves, man. Shit. Use your
brain. We're
going to
get some good shit done. We're going to get health care for everybody.
Right, right.
Oh, my God. We're going to tax the rich. Oh, my God. We're going to kill this country.
Dude, I watched that. I watched most of that debate with Newsom and who's our governor? Who is he? I forgot. That dumb shit.
The guy that wears lifts in his boots. I don't know.
I mean, that other side is so stupid. Ron DeSantis is so stupid. And they all are so dumb. They're just all such dumb fucking idiots. The Republicans, that's it.
Here's Marsha Blackburn like
Who?
yelled out this is illegal. It's not. It's of course not.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not illegal.
Up.
It's not remotely illegal.
Fuck is Marsha Blackburn. Who asked for you? Who asked you?
They elected her.
Did they?
Tennessee elected her senator. She was one of the dumbest idiots in Congress. So Tennessee said, "Well, let's make her a fucking senator."
What is wrong with these Republican voters, you fatalists? Are you severely fucking depressed? Is that what it is?
She's thrilled Tommy Tuberville is in the Senate.
Oh, my God. Shove Prozac.
Because she,
up your asshole.
She is a Rhodes Scholar fucking genius compared to Tommy Tuberville.
Come on. Yeah, that's true. Who's the dumbest? I like this. Who's the dumbest in the Senate?
Tommy Tuberville.
No. Come on.
No, hands
Ron
down.
Johnson, please.
Hands down.
Ron Johnson.
He's not that dumb. He's dumb, but he's not Tuberville dumb.
That's a compliment for him, right?
Sure.
Good job, Ron.
Yeah, okay, good
You're
job, Ron.
You're not that fucking dumb. You're close.
So, here. Mm-hmm.
And I want to answer that very directly. I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here to tell the truth about the Biden-Harris record and also compare and contrast Ron DeSantis's record and the Republican Party's record as a point of contrast that's as different as daylight and darkness. You want to bring us back to a pre-1960s world, America in reverse. You want to roll back hard-earned national rights on voting rights, on civil rights, on LGBTQ rights, on women's rights, not just access to abortion, but also access to contraception. You want to weaponize grievance. You are focusing on false separateness. You in particular, Ron, are on a banning binge, a cultural purge, intimidating and humiliating people you disagree with. You and President Trump are really trying to light democracy on fire. So, Sean, there are profound differences tonight, and I look forward to engaging them. But there's one thing, in closing, that we have in common, is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Meanwhile, they need to blow up, zoom in on Ron DeSantis through that
His
whole
face.
Thing. He just had that this is how they told me humans smile face, right?
Yeah.
This is the muscles they told me to move to smile.
Ron, I watch the debate and it's distracting. It's actually kind of hard to concentrate on what is being said because you're so fucked up looking. What is wrong with him? Can we talk about, what's wrong with him?
He's a fucking asshole and he's a raging lunatic who, if he was actually able to show his real emotions, would be just drooling and spitting and with rage. But they tell him you can't do that. So he practices in the mirror.
Practice more. You're not there quite yet.
Yeah.
That's practicing? He practiced to be like that?
Yeah. Well,
Jesus.
But I think he was watching like bonobos or something or chimps. Chimps smile better than him.
Can we think about this? So you're saying there's a chance that he's doing the best he can?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Unreal. Unfucking real. This guy, I tell you this, though. Newsom... you can hear him laughing off camera during his Ron DeSantis. I think Newsom was kind of surprised sometimes at how stupid he is, DeSantis. You could see it in his eyes. No one cares that our governor is so fucking stupid. No one is, I watch that thing and I'm like, no one's helping us. That guy is actually in charge of us. A lot of people watch him and they're like, oh, it's, this is all ethereal. It's not real. That's not my governor. Well, he's ours, and it's a fucking nightmare. So, does anybody do anything? Anybody help us? Too bad, I guess. Oh, well.
So, yeah, it kind of went that way all night. I mean, it's just DeSantis is just not likable. And
you know what, dude? All the facts, all the little graphs, they teed it up so perfectly for Ron every time.
It was totally 100%.
Ron!
It was one versus two because,
humans? I mean, I don't know.
Hannity was would ask a question. Newsom would answer it, and then he would say, well, we have this graphic, which just happens to be some cherry-picked bullshit statistics that, of course, prove him wrong.
Yes.
And how many graphics did they have that proved DeSantis wrong? 0.0. There was nothing remotely fair about it. And Newsom still kicked his stupid stiletto wearing ass.
Oh yeah. Do you think he's in lifts? He was in lifts last night.
And on a couple of apple crates. There's no way he's as tall as Newsom.
Wait a second. I just want to understand this putting fingers. So the guy's running for president, right? He is. We all know this in the primary.
Right.
Okay. Are there people, does he have big donors like giving him money to run for president still? Putting fingers.
No, it's running out.
And
Business Insider, not not a, a liberal rag.
Yeah.
Headline: why on earth did Ron DeSantis think it was a good idea to debate Gavin Newsom?
I don't know. That is an excellent question. Right? That is an. I'm glad he did.
It was a lose-lose for him. I mean,
it was good for the Democrats because it was nice to hear someone articulate shit that Biden was doing.
Well,
for
exactly.
Once.
I mean, and that he did nice. A great job. He did a great job talking about how. And I love the digs. Well, you're not going to hear that on Fox News, by the way.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to hear those numbers on Fox News. Yeah. And Hannity would be like, okay, moving on. Okay, moving on.
He kept saying, with all due respect, either Hannity or Puddenfingers, and it's like, I don't know if that's the right phrase.
Exactly. I don't have any respect for you, so with all due non-respect,
and the other thing is,
I'm going to decimate you.
Who had the problem with the water bottle back in the day? Was that a foam party guy?
That was Lil Marco.
Dude, let's all... Okay. When Ron DeSantis reached under in the drawer of the shelf of the podium to bring back the water, he looked bizarre. Okay? Still, guys.
Well,
still.
Yeah, and just walking like off the stage. He's obviously...
It's Republicans with water bottles.
He's obviously on point in those whatever those shoes he's wearing.
He looks like one of those little cartoon pigs.
Yeah, it's like
pigs.
The Nutcracker.
You
it's
know the
like,
pigs
yeah.
that have the pointy little hooves on them in the cartoons?
Yeah. Or the hippos in Fantasia.
God, you're dumb as shit. It's
just so embarrassing. I mean...
He practiced with anybody?
Doing what?
I don't know. Gavin Newsom knew all kinds of numbers and facts. He just kept throwing out facts and numbers.
But Ron DeSantis had a poop map.
Can we just please, I know it's a podcast and you can only hear this. It's really a visual thing. But I just want to understand. I watched it and he pulled out a map that showed where all the fecal matter was.
That allegedly is where people have tagged, geotagged, where they see human shit on the street. Or a human shitting, and in San Francisco, it supposedly, you know, of course, covers the entire
city.
Oh,
yeah, you want to geotag some fucking shit? How about your face, bitch?
Well, God. Yeah, let's do the same in Miami, right? I mean,
there's
let's
shit
do the same
everywhere.
To any giant city where you have a homeless issue.
And also, too, man, hey, Ron, your visual props were very fucked up. It was a shit map. It's some weird cartoon graphic from Genderqueer. Where it looked like they had somebody...
Yeah, sticky.
What was
it? It was sticky.
Who is...
Because he went and knocked one off to picture from Genderqueer in the bathroom before the debate.
I'm very confused. I'm very confused on Ron DeSantis' campaign. Anybody watching that should have questions if you donated to his campaign. Who is helping him get ready for events... Who helps him in general? That guy is useless. He is a loser. He had that, you know, and then I watched it. It was streaming on like one of these weird Fox websites. And after that, they did commentary on it where they actually said to say, Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox and said, well, clearly DeSantis won that one. Oh. Like, holy shit, guys.
Clearly DeSantis.
Clearly.
That one.
Don't even think. I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know what the deal was. Why DeSantis thought this would be a good idea.
Because the guy is stupid as shit. And it's if you do this because you're a stupid person. This makes a lot of sense because this was a really stupid move for him. So if it was because of stupidity, then it makes total sense.
Wait a second. What is this? Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Putting fingers. With
the poop
this
is
map.
The Daily Beast.
Yes.
Which leads to NBC News. Let's go to the original story. How religion plays into Ron DeSantis's public image. From shit. Armor of God to a Bible ordered on Amazon, supposedly, like he didn't have a Bible to get sworn in.
You ordered one on Amazon?
Or Yeah.
He ordered.
Many elected officials choose to be sworn into office on a religious text with some sort of personal meaning, but for DeSantis, this moment was preceded by scrambling of his campaign and inauguration staffers caught off guard when DeSantis, who was Catholic, told them he didn't even own a Bible and didn't care whether he used one with historical significance or not.
Yeah, okay.
Each of the other four people sworn in that day, three cabinet members and the lieutenant governor, had religious texts with personal significance.
Yeah.
Staff members for DeSantis bought a Bible for $21 on Amazon.
God,
and had it shipped to the Republican Party of Florida headquarters just a few days before his inauguration.
Just go to some church and say, I'm going to be the governor, and if you don't give me a fucking Bible, I'm going to have you audited or some shit like that. That's a DeSantis move. Just go get a Bible, you dumb
former
shit.
Former aides for DeSantis said it was unusual for politicians to give so little thought to the specific text on which they want to be sworn in on. Quote, people are typically sworn in on something that is historic, a family Bible or something with historic value.
Please.
It was profoundly strange that he did not care at all and treated like it was nothing.
You know what? This is the only normal thing this guy has ever done. I don't give a fuck what Bible I get sworn in on.
Right, but he's...
Now he's normal.
But he's a religious performance artist.
Yeah. Well, are you saying that he's fake? Is this fake?
I'm suggesting that he's full of shit.
You know, Ron, you're not showing us who you really are. Maybe that's the problem. He's not letting us see the real Ron DeSantis. He's putting on an act. Do you think? Do you think he's like kind and charismatic and nice at home?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Puddenfingers.
No!
You should give me a Bible off fucking Amazon. Why did you get one for $21? I guarantee
he was like, who gives a fuck? I don't. They're
get
like,
one for a penny.
Do you have a beloved family Bible? He's like, what? No, I don't care. I don't care. DeSantis was raised Catholic, maintains family ties to the close-knit Catholic community in the Mahoning Valley in Ohio, where his aunt is a nun and his uncle is a priest.
Give somebody to send you a fucking Bible, dude.
Father DeSantis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Wonder if he's on any lists.
Shit.
When Casey was diagnosed with cancer in 2021, DeSantis talked about how he and his wife found solace in prayer.
Yeah.
They were married at Disney World.
Well, so, wow.
And his arch nemesis.
Jeez, in enemy territory.
Where a Catholic priest cast the magic over the ceremony.
Where in Disney World?
In the teacup ride.
No, you're being sarcastic. I want to know where.
It's a small world.
Why isn't it in this article?
It's a small world, so he could look tall.
I like that.
Country Bear Jamboree.
I got married at Disney World.
All the seven dwarfs were in the party.
I want to get married at a theme park. Jeez.
Well, actually, was the Song of the South still open at that point in 2003?
Yeah,
that's exactly where they got.
That's where he did it.
As part of his first inauguration, DeSantis attended a prayer breakfast and told attendees he decided to forego a traditional parade in order to baptize his son Mason that day. The baptism occurred using water from the Sea of Galilee that he and his wife saved from their trip
Lies!
To Israel.
Lies!
Oh, he filled
Bullshit.
It. He filled it up in the
yes.
Hilton bathtub.
Absolutely. Lies. Come on. The guy ordered a Bible used off Amazon.
The water, which was stored in a nondescript water bottle, was later accidentally thrown away by the cleaning staff at the governor's mansion.
It wasn't the real water. Everyone can fuck off with that.
It's a lie.
Look,
that's the Sea of Galilee.
You know where I got this from? The Black Sea. It's Black Sea water. Isn't that something? Swear to God. The George Santos sold it to me.
Such performance art. From the Sea of Galilee.
That's so stupid. Where is that anyway? I don't even know.
It's right next to Hogwarts.
Take a left at Hogwarts. It's in Tatooine.
Oh, it exists, actually.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, the Sea of Galilee exists. Therefore, the Bible's real.
90%. Everybody's so fucking dumb. It's amazing. How many times they did it with Jeb Bush and now they're doing it with Puddin'Fingers. They thought Puddin'Fingers was going to be the guy. He's not. He makes... Okay, obviously Puddin'Fingers experienced a bump in the polls after owning Newsom. I mean, if Kelly Mackinnon, he's not fucking lying to us, then he must have gotten a bump.
Let's check out what Donald Trump might have had to say. Oh, let's go over to Truth. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he said anything about the debate, because he can't really...
Yeah.
He can't really support Newsom, but...
Newsom made fun of DeSantis for getting owned by Nikki Haley during the debate, too. He's like, you couldn't even stand up to Nikki Haley.
Well, yeah, didn't he say you'll be getting down on your knees to Trump in any day now?
Yeah. Right after he bows out of the race, he's going to endorse Trump. That is so fucking true. That's a truth.
Let's see. He retruthed the poll. Here we go. 2024 National Republican Primary. Trump 68%, up 6 points. DeSantis down 2 points to 9%. Nikki Haley down 3 points to 7%.
Oh!
Vivek holding steady, rocking that 4%.
Oh, good job, Vivek.
Chris Christie, by the way, might not make the next debate.
Oh, wow. What a disruptor.
He might not have the numbers to make the next debate.
What a disruptor you've been!
Down 1 point to 1. Now he's tied with Burgum, who's still hanging in there at 1%.
Excuse me. Chris Christie is tied with... What's his fuck?
Burgum, yeah.
What is Trump at again? 40-something?
68%.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. 68%? Ron DeSantis put his lifts on?
Yeah.
Went all the
I saw more than one headline that said, well, after that debate, well, Ron DeSantis is done officially.
That's it.
He's done officially.
Newsom, Elizabeth warned him. I mean, what she did to Michael Bloomberg back in the day, that Newsom did that to him, but for longer, more. I can't believe it lasted so long, to be honest. I was like, when they're like, they're coming back for a break, I was like, DeSantis is going to leave, isn't he? I mean,
right.
What the fuck would he come back to this for? Hannity even said during that debate, he was like,
well, it was actually kind of a boring debate, if you ask me. We get in the beginning of it. You know, you guys have to behave.
God.
I don't think he has directly commented.
He says,
I'm scrolling through his truths and I don't see, he hasn't said anything about the debate yet.
Not since. Yesterday he said it was like Loserville or some shit like that. it's like a bunch of losers.
Loserville, are you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't Newsom kind of doing what Chris Christie is supposed to do? I mean, because Newsom went after Trump via Puddin' Fuckers.
Well, right, which is funny because, you know, DeSantis is trying to distance himself, but you know he's gonna present Starfish. The moment that he is out of the race,
yes!
He is going to suck Trump's dick.
That is so true. That is absolutely
100%.
True. Oh, hey, Ron, I'm telling you, you better get some neoprene knee pads, some good ones.
Because he knows there's no coming back. I mean, the maggots are going to hate him forever. It's just there's no coming back.
He shit the bed. He shit the bed. I mean, there's no, I don't care. There's no way to say that he won that. Or even did well. That you can't say that Ron DeSantis did okay. There's no way. It was so bad, and I got tired. You know what? Then I got into this weird thing. I was like, this guy is my governor. This isn't that funny, really. I mean, he looks so stupid. He looks insane. What if he had something he really had to do to protect us? What if we needed him?
Right. I was reading something about the poop map thing and how it really turned off moderates.
Did it?
Like the the MAGA tree loved it, but the MAGA tree isn't watching him.
But did you see him hold it up? Have you seen?
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, it is unreal.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like he wiped his ass with a piece of paper.
It's unreal.
It's called Snap Crap.
Is it really?
There's an app that was made as a joke.
It's a joke, you dumb shit. And you printed out Snap Crap, and it looked like you wiped your ass with it. You did. Okay, here's an easy question, and this isn't about content, about anything they said. Did he look presidential when he was holding up the poop
mat? Right.
Or the graphic from whatever that comic, I don't know, some drawing from Genderqueer he held up.
This is the Sacramento Bee. The poop map stunt was unsurprisingly a hit among conservatives.
No. No. They didn't like it. It's stupid.
The
he's no Herschel Walker with the fake badge, but let me tell you, it was up there.
In a scathing article for the Guardian, Lloyd Green, former U.S. Department of Justice attorney, said the stunt backfired. Right now, it's DeSantis's campaign that seems to be the raging dung heap. The poop map was a low point in an otherwise informative event, said a professor, lecturer, and director of debate at the University of Michigan.
Can we use Snap Crap in Florida to see what our state looks like?
He said, while the poop map may have garnered clickbait headlines and provided a short-term boost with this political base, voters usually expect presidential candidates to express humanity and empathize with those less fortunate who are suffering. DeSantis would have been better off spending his time on stage talking about specific programs he may have implemented in Florida that could serve as a model for California and the rest of the country to continue to deal with these difficult social issues. Instead, he said, look at how much you suck. Here's a poop map.
Yeah, yeah.
But offering no solutions to it.
Yeah, there's no solutions. Well, the solution that for homelessness or poverty, every solution is for the Republicans, it's get rid of them. Let's move the homeless people away so the people paying mortgages don't have to see them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is there. And it's incredibly stupid because the solution to the homelessness problem is in the words. It's in the word. Give them a home. They're homeless. Stupid. You poop map. He's holding that poop map up. I could not believe my eyes. Jeez, dude. Fucking idiot.
What is this from the New Republic? The GOP's presidential frontrunner had himself a bit of an unhinged social media binge over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Using Truth Social to air his scattered grievances. Attacked the wife of the judge overseeing his New York bank fraud trial. See, that's the new one.
Yeah.
And take a wild left turn by claiming sudden allyship with the broader Black Lives Matter movement. What?
I don't know.
Kicking off the rapid fire onslaught of posts late Tuesday, Trump called MSNBC's coverage of the Republican Party illegal activity, adding that the so-called government should come down hard. And make them pay. On MSNBC.
Yeah, oh yeah, they did. They said they're going to go after him. Yes, he's going after MSNBC if he is elected president. He's going after journalists.
Then he revived the old gripe that Obamacare sucks.
Yeah.
Again, reopening the possibility that he will renew the call to repeal and replace.
Renew the call to repeal and replace. He's not doing that.
Less than 20 minutes later, he redirected his attention to the sexual assault allegations made against him by E. Jean Carroll, spewing comments eerily similar to the ones that have already lost him twice in two defamation cases sought by her. So he said the same shit again.
Yeah, you know what, though? The thing is, him steering the conversation back towards that is kind of, it's a crazy move, right? Most people don't want to talk about that. They're running for office. They don't want to bring up, but he brings it up.
So then, he again said that her allegations were a made up fairy tale and it was funded by political operatives to interfere with his 2020 election. he also warned that the indictments against him had opened a Pandora's box, which he followed by snubbing his Koch-backed Koch brothers, K-O-C-H. Yes.
Right, right.
GOP opponent Nikki Haley is very weak and ineffective bird brain. So, of course, you made her UN ambassador.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a very weak and ineffective bird brain.
Well, I mean, he's flip-flopped on a lot of people. Not physically. I don't think he's able to do that. But he's changed how he's felt about them over the years, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's because she's against him.
And I'm sure even in his personal life, he has relationships that have started off good and now they're not so great, like with Melania.
In yet another post, he said he had, quote, done more for black people than any other president, including Lincoln.
What? Wait! Hold on a second. is this David Bartman?
The pièce de résistance says, where am I reading? The New Republic. Trump's 48-hour digital diatribe was a string of attacks on the wife of the judge overseeing the business fraud trial, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, whose gag order on Trump had been repealed. In five separate posts, Trump uplifted a conspiracy theory that Dawn Engoron and her husband were inherently biased in his case and that Mrs. Engoron had attacked Trump and other, quote, white male politicians
Jesus.
Online.
God.
White male?
Why does he say that? That is fucking weird. Why? It seems to me
that Engoron's wife not white? I really don't know.
I don't get that. But it seems to me that we're just not taking this guy seriously. I mean, because normal people, if they had said, well, he's not normal, but if anyone on trial would say things like this, they would be jailed, right?
100%.
You can't threaten people. 100%. But you can. That's the fucked up thing about all this stuff. They're like, you're not supposed to threaten officers of the court. Well, you sure can, though, because that's what I'm seeing. It looks like you can. They got to throw this guy in jail, man. He's going to get somebody killed.
I don't see any pictures of Engoron's wife, but anywhere. I can't tell why he would say white woman.
Yeah.
Or white men. She is attacking white male politicians. What does that have to do with anything? Engoron's, quote, Judge Engoron's Trump-hating wife, together with his very disturbed and angry law clerk, have taken over control of the New York State witch hunt trial aimed at me, my family, and the Republican Party. And it's not named at the Republican Party.
Well, I think what maybe that white male thing means like he is every man. He is every white male. Donald Trump, you think?
By the way, in a statement to Newsweek, she denied ownership of what this account.
Yeah.
This alleged account on Twitter. I do not have a Twitter account, she said. This is not me. I have not posted any anti-Trump messages.
So he's just going after her.
Yeah. Which may have been enough to convince the New York Appeals Court, which, by the way, happened yesterday. He lost.
Yeah.
The New York Appeals Court reinstated the gag order.
Right. So now he could go to jail for saying this shit.
Yes. The New York Appeals Court yesterday reinstated the gag order in Trump's business fraud trial, ending a 2-week-long flood of vitriol that hit shocking heights even for Trump.
Does he want to be jailed for shit like this? Does he think if they put him in jail for violating a gag order or threatening people, he'll look like a martyr and this will help him?
Well, he doesn't think that'll happen. He thinks, you know, they'll just keep fining him or something like that. But anything to try to get the results thrown out on appeal. He really thinks it's going to get up to the Supreme Court and they're going to rescue him.
Is that a reasonable plan, do you think?
No. I doubt that.
You don't think it would get to the Supreme Court?
Everything will get to the Supreme Court, but whether they either pick it up or not is the question.
Well, what's the point?
If they do pick it up,
then he's golden.
I would be surprised if they pick it up.
But he's golden.
No, I don't think
so. Those people owe him. Let's talk about this. Amy Coney Barrett doesn't belong on the SCOTUS. What's that? The other guy,
Gorsuch.
Gorsuch doesn't belong on the SCOTUS.
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh does not belong on the fucking SCOTUS. He should be the first one to go. These people are liars. They're wackos. They're spreaders.
So, there you go. Trump may have talked him or tweeted himself or whatever, truthed himself into getting his gag order reinstated.
You know, if the Supreme Court went the wrong way on Bush v. Gore, what is keeping them from going
all right
the Trump way? I feel like we've seen this one before, too. I mean, it's a little... Maybe it won't be close. Maybe this Biden campaign going after Trump now will make it different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Let's hope.
Jesus.
Biden needs to get the Democrats in line, and he needs to start also paying attention to the people that are saying, you know, we shouldn't just roll out the red carpet for Israel to level Gaza.
Right. Well, I think that might happen. I mean, I don't know how I don't know. I mean, what kind of discussion does Biden have about this whole, all the evidence that Netanyahu knew about the attack for a year, let it happen or whatever. And what do we say to him? We're giving him all this support and shit. I mean, did he let it happen? Or was he just, well, just fucking ignorant to it? I mean, he didn't give a shit.
This is, it's Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Of course, we've got some lunatics.
Yeah.
To play. Where is this one? This is, we've heard this guy before.
Yes.
Well, maybe not. He's got a great name, though. This guy is running for a seat in the Oklahoma State Senate.
God, I can't even imagine.
He is a pastor.
Oh, perfect. Welcome to Afghanistan.
His name is Dusty Devers.
That's good.
And
Dusty. Representative Dusty Devers.
Representative Dusty Devers. Here's a little, dip into Dusty.
Ooh.
Into Dusty's
The Deaver biggest swamp. Difference is going to be applying the word of God to every issue that comes God. Up. Fuck we have me. A constitution that is, by God's grace, it's upholding the word of God predominantly. So we don't have to have them in competition with each other. So as a candidate, the biggest thing that I can bring to the table is we are going to have legislation, and we're going to have argumentation from the floor that's based on God's word. And good we're bringing Lord. A consciousness to a conscience, a moral Ooh, conscience. I will speak directly stupid? As
you dumb.
How terrifying is this shit?
This guy is so stupid. I love it. You fucking idiot.
How terrifying. This is what these Christian Taliban want.
Listen to the way he talks about God. I mean, why don't you just put Jesus' dick in your mouth? I mean, my God. He's like, oh, I love Jesus. I don't want to offend God. Brr, 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 brr. What the fuck?
Bringing a consciousness to a conscience, a moral conscience. I will speak directly as 2 Corinthians 4 says, make open yes. statements of the truth to the conscience. That will have such conscience. A powerful effect on the votes that are being cast.
So he thinks somehow he's going to get there and his special magic spell.
Oh, of course, Pat.
Is going to somehow Lusting. Ripple across. He's got some area of effect spell.
What's your spray?
That's going to cover the entire Senate.
What's your spray radius? What's his spray radius?
On the kinds of bills that are being passed. So that is a major issue. And we can't even quantify what effect that's going to have right now because we don't know how God will use that.
How scary. Such bullshit. That's scary.
We don't know how God will use that.
It's so stupid. You know, if God exists, God's listening, like, hey, why do you think I'd work with you, you stupid? It's so, and I like how you refer to me. It makes me uncomfortable. What was that Monty Python bit where God is just like, can you talk to me like
Arthur?
Yes.
Arthur.
Yes, God.
What are you doing now? I'm averting my eyes, oh Lord. Well, don't. One thing I can't stand, it's I'm sorry this and forgive me that, and yes. I'm not worthy.
God, you Christians, you're so sad and depressing, and you know what I mean?
It's like those miserable psalms, they're so depressing.
They're miserable.
I want to see pornography abolished.
Oh.
I want to see no-fault divorce come back to at fault in divorce.
Nice.
And even public shaming for those who are at fault in divorce.
Throw rocks at each other.
Public shaming for those at fault in divorce.
I love it.
Stockades. Let's bring back the stockades.
No. Yeah, no, I'm with it. Let's do it. And let's start by looking at your browser history, because it's always you. Yeah. What's his fucking name? What's his fuck's name?
Dusty Devers.
Mark the name Dusty Devers, Shelby. Dusty Deaver will be in the not a drag queen fucking file or something.
I
want
to see abortion abolished. These are the kinds of morality and government issues that we need to get back to.
Oh, here's what it looks like.
Abolished. When you think of a government practicing righteousness, then we have to ask, by what standard? And the standard is the God
Jesus,
who created everything and who will not be thwarted in all of his plans.
Ooh, yeah.
And if we recognize that Christ has been seated after.
So replace Christ and Jesus and with Allah.
Yeah. They're not going to be
and
thwarted.
Tell me there, what, how much room there is between what this theocratic skull fuck says.
There's no room.
And what the Taliban says or Al Qaeda says.
Yeah, there's no.
Tell me the difference.
There's not a difference. This guy is a fuckhead.
After his resurrection was seated at the right hand of the Father, high above every rule and every authority and every name that is named.
Luke, I'm your father.
Which savior are we talking about? The one by George Lucas or the one in the fucking Bible? Which?
God, these people. They're so sad.
They're so sad, depressed, delusional.
Get the fuck out of our lives. Do your magic.
Yes.
Do your Jesus humping on your own where you want to. Stay the fuck out of our business.
And let's see. I'm going to put this guy. We're going to put him on the shelf. And
Devers.
Later. Devers, and later we'll come back, check on Dusty. And
Dusty Devers be diddling.
Of course, it's always these people.
Oh, 100%.
What did he said
look
something.
At here in Florida, the Moms for Liberty. Mom for Liberty is bumping beavers with somebody else and her GOP chairman husband.
Hey, go ahead. Go for it. Bump all the beavers. Just quit treating us like the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, bump away.
Yes. But don't make people think the earth is flat and don't be mean to gay people.
But you know, both of those assholes would vote.
Oh, yes.
That any beaver bumping should be thrown in jail.
Yeah. And the only thing and the only thing they'd be concerned about, and I'm sure it's the same with this fuck top in his top five. It's got to be trans people and sports and shit like that.
These guys,
they are all the same pile of pink fucking slime. They're coming for gay people and trans people and for women. That's who they are. They fucking suck.
God, there's a story that...
the little Nazis.
At one point, a while ago, Elon tried to sell Tesla to Apple, but Tim Cook refused to even meet with him.
Tim Apple. Tim Cook's like, I don't want to catch anything from that guy. I don't want to be somewhere with Elon. Elon would be like, well, do you mind if I get a hand job while we talk? Tim Apple. Tim Apple.
Tim wouldn't even meet with him.
He's busy. He's like, I don't want to meet with Elon. He's weird. He wants to beat up, what's his face, in charge of Facebook. Strange.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, right?
It's the hell kind of parallel, fucked up. Upside down universe we live in.
That's probably what he was like. I don't want to meet with that guy. Then he's going to turn it into a weird news story. I don't want to deal with Tesla. He's probably like, no, no, no. Don't fuck with Elon Musk under any circumstance. Right. All these people. Like, he and listen, I saw him in that. I saw the visual of him in that outfit. In the bomber jacket.
What are we talking about? Oh, when he told the advertisers to go fuck themselves?
The story wasn't what he said. It's just look at him. I mean, what is wrong with this guy? So he's something's up with this motherfucker.
We've got one of the before the vote on Santos.
Yeah.
CNN got a hold of one of the lunatics.
Yeah.
The Freedom Caucus. Representative Tim Burkett. Listen to
Why? Don't you have any concerns about his conduct? I mean, all the allegations, the criminal charges, he's admitted to lying about so much of his life. I mean, why should he be walking around here going to classified briefings and the like?
To say that anybody in Congress can cast stones. I mean, we're a bunch of sinners, and that's basically what we all are.
What?
Fair enough. Thank you.
Fair enough.
We're a bunch of sinners.
This guy's like, fair enough.
A bunch of sinners.
Oh, yeah. Then let's expel you then. Let's see. If you're just like George Santos, then we need to look into you.
Exactly.
Then there's nothing. These people want to throw their hands up. Well, we're just evil, and there's nothing you can do about me. Oh, I bet there is.
Right.
I bet there is.
Al Franken is trending because the cat turd.
Yeah.
The brilliant celebrity that Trump loves and used to retweet. It's just some shit poster who now has millions of followers because of Trump.
Our president.
Cat turd said, no matter what they did, the Democrat Party would never expel one of their own. And the number one response is Al Franken would like to have a word.
Yes. Yes.
Al Franken tweeted, Kissinger called SNL once late on a Friday night looking for tickets for his son. The Stones were playing that week. I told him that if it hadn't been for the Christmas bombing, he'd have the tickets. Pieces of, yeah.
Yeah, he sucks.
Nobody. Not
rotten hell, bitch.
Just think if he would be like lying in state in the rotunda if Trump were president.
No, of course. No, yeah. Stephen Miller, even Stephen Miller would have his mouth around his little.
Oh, well, Stephen Miller would have been prostrate, naked, and whipping himself under the casket for jizzing.
It's an animation before.
Show, Mr. Kissinger.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, Cambodia. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Cambodia. You know, it's weird. It's like, I wish we could all just agree that this whole rash of conservatives that are in government right now are just all of them are big piles of vile fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's an atypical time. Or maybe
well,
not.
It had been for a while. Hence Kissinger.
Yeah. Why was that guy such a murderer, but such a popular figure among some people?
Oh, this is from somebody tweeted, the people of Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, the entire Middle East, Africa, and Latin America, when asked what they think of Henry Kissinger dying.
Do you think she did any good?
Not a bit. I put a stake through her heart and garlic around her neck to make sure she never come back.
That was the queen.
No. That was for Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, that was Margaret Thatcher.
That was a Scottish woman for Margaret.
Man.
And a garret around her throat to make sure she never come back. Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain.
Yes, there's
a quote from him. Once you've been to Cambodia, you'll never stop wanting to beat Henry Kissinger to death with your bare hands.
Jesus.
You will never again be able to open a newspaper and read about that treacherous, prevaricating, murderous scumbag sitting down for a nice chat with Charlie Rose or attending some black tie affair for a new glossy magazine without choking.
God.
Witness what Henry did in Cambodia, the fruits of his genius for statesmanship, and you will never understand why he's not sitting in the dock at The Hague next to Milosevic. While Henry continues to nibble nori rolls and rimaki at A-list parties, Cambodia, the neutral nation, he secretly and illegally bombed, invaded, undermined, and then threw to the dogs, is still trying to raise itself up on its one remaining leg.
God, why did that happen? Why did he do that?
I'd have to read about it. That's before my time.
Right. Did they think that Cambodia was helping the Viet Cong or something?
Let's see. Carpet bombed Cambodia. Engineered a fascist military coup in Chile.
Yeah.
These are just some of the things that he did.
A fascist military coup.
Yeah, was that Pinochet that we put in?
We're going to do better from here on out, right? From here on out, man, we're going to kill it. No more of this shit.
One would hope. I mean,
Jesus.
God, Peter Griffin is trending.
isn't he our representative? Oh. And we're preaching Matt Gaetz.
Peter Griffin is trending because they've got a skin coming out in Fortnite of him.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Wow, I wonder how much Seth is getting paid for that.
Oh, jeez, man. You have to get something, right?
Oh, yeah. Fortnite has to pay a shit ton of money to license that image.
Why would they do that? Are people going to quit playing that game because they're not going to have that skin?
No, but I would play that game just to have that skin.
Oh, so do you think they'll end up making money off of it?
I think so. I think people are going to... Well, depending on how you get it. I don't know. I don't know how...
Fortnite.
I don't play Fortnite, so I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know if you... Do you win skins? Do you just buy them? Are they...
I don't know.
Are they strictly cosmetic and you just, you know, drop money on them so only the rich people are going to be able to be Peter Griffin?
Shelby, do you play Fortnite?
I don't know how skins work.
Right.
On Fortnite.
I don't know.
That's my least favorite type of game.
Why?
Battles Royale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where you get to shoot everybody, though. I love that.
Yeah, or even teams or something like that. Like I think I blew my wad in many hours of COD.
Was that Call of Duty?
Yeah.
I took out 89 people today. I'm no Henry Kissinger. Jeez.
Join Ryan in at Rated R Comedy in Oculus.
No, well, it's not Rated R Comedy because
Comedo.
I spelled it. I hit a wrong button and it hit enter, and now I can't fix it for a few more months.
Zit.
And no, I hate that.
Rated R Zit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Rated R Comedo.
I'll fuck you up.
Gun Raiders, right?
I'm very good, and I will fuck you up.
Gun Raiders VR.
See what you got.
And you better establish a perimeter.
Oh, yeah. You better play correctly.
I walk by his room, and I hear, hey, why don't you establish a perimeter?
Yeah, I was like, hey, shoot some grenades into that room or something. These kids, sometimes, they're on your team. They're just standing in the corner talking to each other. I'm like, hey, get out there.
It's a social game.
No, we want to win. I want to win. I want to kill all these fuckers.
Look at you.
Oh, man, I'm in charge.
Look at the time fucking flying. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate your patronage.
Yes.
We really appreciate you buying shit through the Amazon link. It's the holiday season.
All right. That's right.
And if you use our Amazon link.
We get rich as fuck. We get so rich.
As fuck.
If you order enough stuff, Jeff Bezos will pick us up on that big dumb sailboat he has with a pool in it. Could you imagine just sinking in that boat while you're sitting in the pool? That's got to be weird. It's like, I'm going to go ahead and get in the water already. Just get used to it. Why not? I'm going to be in a hot tub.
Man.
That the ocean can swallow that boat like it's nothing.
This is, man, the new, for some reason, I'm reading a bunch of, stories from the New Republic today. that, well, the TLDR is that there's like 400 plus pages of documents.
Yes.
On the shenaniganry of Jared and Ivanka that the Democrats have.
What kind of shenanigans?
And they're like sitting on it.
But hey, get it out. Trump is leading in the polls. The Nazis are at the gate. Get the shit out there. Let's do it.
The New Republic says, why aren't Senate Democrats investigating the Trump family? House Republicans will never let Hunter and Joe Biden out of their sights.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't Senate Democrats feel the same way about Jared and Ivanka?
I don't know. And there's actually, I mean, if there is something to investigate and to get them for because they did some bad shit while they were in the White House, then are you obligated to look into it? Are they obligated? Yeah. Do your job. Go fucking throw those fuckers in jail.
They talk about how, Comer goes on TV and Jordan saying, oh, we've got evidence of influence peddling and stuff like that on Biden. But at the first impeachment related hearing, Jordan's oversight committee convened in late September. One of Republicans' own legal experts said evidence justifying Biden's impeachment so far is limited.
Limited. There's nothing. It's bullshit.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley told Comer's committee he did not believe the evidence he had seen to that point justified impeachment proceedings.
But I hate the way they even say that. This evidence doesn't justify impeachment proceedings. That sort of implies that there's some evidence that they're talking about. There is no evidence. There's no fucking evidence to even discuss, right? I mean, why?
Right.
Why? They can't even articulate anything.
but when they ask, why aren't the Democrats doing the same shit in the Senate? It says, don't hold your breath. A couple of reasons, argued one Democratic source. One, Democrats simply have other priorities, including a robust policy agenda that they want to focus on.
Okay, fuck that's that. Bullshit. Fuck that.
That's,
no.
That's a lie.
It's
a lie. That's a that means their source is a politician.
Here's the agenda.
Lying.
Here's the agenda. Stop the Nazis.
It's a lie.
That's the agenda. Stop Trump. That's the only agenda.
And two, there's no evidence to suggest that additional investigations of Trump would damage or influence his political prospects. In fact, the opposite is likely true. He's already under indictment in three separate places. What other evidence could senators help to uncover that he is manifestly unfit for office?
Well, it ain't time to give the fuck up.
Partisan attacks from Congress would likely only cause his base to further rally around him. And for what it's worth, there's no evidence that the House Republican partisan stunts attacking the president's family are actually doing anything other than showing what a devoted family man the current president is, a stark contrast from his thrice married predecessor.
Jeez. Thrice married.
And he cheated on all of them.
Well, no, he tried. He tried to make it work, didn't he? Can we just go get these guys? Can't you just say, just leak it. Just say what is up with Jared and Ivanka. I mean, why not? Why the fuck not? Throw everything at the wall. Who cares? It's going to hurt him. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Not all Democrats agree with not going after the Trumps. If the party were to launch some Trump probes, given who has committee control, the most obvious venue for such hearings would be a Senate committee or subcommittee, like a judiciary subcommittee headed by Sheldon Whitehouse. He'd be great.
Get these guys. Have the hearings. Throw out the evidence.
A source in close contact with Trump critics on Capitol Hill say that it's Raskin, member of the House, who's been leading the way collecting information on Trump and all his scams.
Good job, Jamie. Go get these fucks.
The source said Democratic investigators had assembled 400 plus pages worth of evidence related to alleged personal financial dealings that Ivanka and her husband, Jared, reportedly engaged in while they were both on the government payroll.
Yeah, cool. No. Continue to sit on this, Democrats. Continue to sit on this story. And maybe Trump will be. And if Trump gets elected, then what? What will you feel about that? Yeah. I hate this.
By the way, speaking of the name Ivanka, I finished reading that article about the dominatrixes, the political dominatrixes.
Oh my God.
That are now doing political humiliation on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
Magadom.
I'm going to step on your balls with my stiletto, you libtard kind of stuff.
Right.
One of the women that's making a shit ton of money doing it goes by the name Ivanka Tramp.
And Tramp. Like you're tramping and a tramp.
There you go.
Very good.
In a dossier published in February, public interest group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, reported that an analysis it had conducted of Jared and Ivanka's official financial disclosures revealed that while they were working for the White House, they reported between 172 and $640 million in outside income.
I either made $100 million or $600 million. I am not quite sure.
To try to counter possible accusations of nepotism, Jared and Ivanka announced they would not take salaries while working in government.
No!
Why are they going to take a $190,000 salary when they can pull in $640
million? I am not prepared to accept the fact that there is evidence to go after these nasty children of Trump and put them in jail, and you're sitting on it. Holy shit, get up and do it. Get off your fucking ass and put these fucks in jail. Put these nasty children of theirs behind bars. Do something. Go fuck these people up.
So there you go. Go read it in the New Republic about why... So some sources say Democrats are considering retaliative action closer to election time if they try to do this impeachment inquiry farther.
Yeah, they should do something. I mean, yes. Retaliative. All of it. You should be tired at the end of the day to going after the Republicans if you're a Democrat these days. You should go home exhausted. Jamie Raskin goes home, oh. He's like, oh, I'm so tired of digging up shit on Ivanka because the last thing you Democrats should think about before you go to sleep is not at night. You should think, I want to put these fucks in jail. And the first thing you should wake up in the morning is like, I'm going to put these fucks in jail. Come on. You're sitting on it. That's fucked up.
Meanwhile, I don't think we ever covered this, but Comer's going after Biden for loaning his brother money, saying he don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think that's Chinese money that came through and they're laundering it.
Isn't there a record of him paying back the loan and everything? It's like a normal fucking loan.
But then the Daily Beast found out a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
James Comer gave his brother $200,000.
Oh, no. It must be. Why, though? What's going on? Somebody look into that. Somebody look into James Comer. Investigate his ass right now.
So the Oversight Committee, James Comer tweeted a little video of himself signing subpoenas. Today, James Comer signed subpoenas for Hunter Biden, James Biden, Rob Walker. That was on November 9th.
Okay.
And then Congressman Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat, had himself set up in the exact same position.
So he's mocking the guy.
And he said, today, Representative Moskowitz signed subpoenas in quotes for James Comer. It has been reported that Comer also loaned his brother $200,000.
Wow.
We fully expect James to comply,
yes,
just like the Trumps.
Yeah, let's get into that asshole. Let's look into him. No.
You can't shame those motherfuckers. No. I mean, it's great.
No, really look into James Comer. But I guarantee
you can't shame them.
There's something going on.
I mean, you have to indict them, but you can't shame them because it's not going to work anymore.
Right.
The Republican base doesn't care about ethics and morality anymore.
But you can't stop fighting. And just because you find evidence on something and you're worried that it's going to tire people out, it is, you cannot sit on it. Go after these guys. Are you fucking kidding me? That I don't. God damn it. Go after those nasty cunts. Oh, they're the nastiest people. That would make me so happy if they put them in jail. If they could put Ivanka and Jared in jail before the election. Man. Oh, my God. The liberals would be like, thank you, Merrick. We're going to go vote for Democrats now. That would make people so happy. That would make me so happy.
This will make you happy.
Okay.
It's a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
The Dutch city of Tilburg.
Hello.
breathed a collective sigh of relief as the highly venomous green mamba was located.
Yeah, and saved. Right? Were they able to save it?
It was actually not on the loose. It was at its owner's house.
Oh, okay. So
it never left the house.
So now you're taking this mamba and you're incinerating this fucking thing, correct?
Police had issued a mugshot of the very dangerous 2-meter-long coiled green mamba.
Ooh.
Wanting people to stay indoors and under no circumstances attempting to approach the snake.
Wait, you know, in Europe, they got all these rules about guns and shit because they're dangerous and they could kill you. What about this? No rules? No snake control? Do whatever you want?
Authorities deployed sniffer dogs.
No.
Do they have snake sniffers?
Get out the... I'm sorry. Get out. Find some guns. And
snake experts searched in vain for days before they finally, a week later, found the snake. It had slithered behind a plaster wall. Nah. The snake was alert and active, said a biologist who helped with the search.
Oh, good.
He was able to drink enough water and is in very good health.
Fuck you, man. What the fuck? Let me give this snake a glass of water. I'm trying to...
Despite police reassurance that the cold-blooded snake was unlikely to slip out into the chilly Dutch winter air, many residents had barricaded themselves inside.
Let me understand. Hey, guys, let me explain something to you. This snake was in the plaster. You can't
Its own house.
You can't barricade your way. The snake will get in. It'll slither in. It's a fucking snake.
It'll come up your toilet and...
Oh, yeah.
Bite you in the sack.
Right. Oh, absolutely. But don't worry. The snake's not thirsty. It had some water. What kind of person is like, oh, I bet that mamba looks thirsty. Don't give a shit. Not one fuck do I give if that dumb fucking snake needs water. I don't care. They're going to So the snake continues to live at this dumb house. Is this right?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
What do you mean?
He's a
herpetology.
I don't give a shit. He's a terrorist
guy.
No. Huh?
He's an amateur herpetologist.
He has a pet that wreaked terror upon. It did. Excuse me. People were barricaded in their house.
Well, yeah.
They thought there was a fucking green mamba everywhere. People probably have PTSD from seeing like a coiled up. Well, in a water hose.
You're not going to like this next headline.
God, these snakes. It's like, shit.
They
don't like you.
From the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
God, a rattlesnake or a copperhead.
Venomous snake bites nearly double in South Florida.
Fuck that. God damn it. You know what? Hey, dig up Kissinger and firebomb that fucking Everglades.
2 months ago, 21-year-old Amazon driver Monet Robinson delivered a package to the front porch of a Palm City home.
Oh!
But instead of leaving in her truck, she left in an ambulance a large eastern diamondback rattlesnake, the most venomous snake in North America, was coiled on the porch, struck her on the back of the leg just above the knee.
That motherfucker.
By the time they loaded her into the ambulance, she was barely breathing.
Is a snake thirsty?
And spent 3 weeks in hospital. 3 weeks.
3 weeks!
In hospital
recovering. Make sure that snake has water, by the way, you fucks. My God! Tell me they killed the snake. Tell me they killed the snake. Where is it? What happened to the snake?
I don't know.
It's not in the article. Who writes these fucking articles? It's not the who, what, when, where, and how. My fucking God. What happened to the snake? Not in the article. The only thing relevant. How is it going to bite me? That's what I want to know. Did they kill it or release it into the neighborhood?
She thought she was stung by a bee.
Okay.
The rattlesnake, when the sheriffs arrived, was still coiled up next to the package near the front door.
They're going to be by the way, they're going to be careful with this snake, relocate it, release it into the woods. But if it's a human there, particularly a black person, these cops are going to be like, pow, pow, pow. Oh my God, do not tell me these fucking pigs.
She realized when the bite was serious, before she got into the ambulance, noticing her face, lips, and eyes were getting puffy.
Oh, these fucking snakes.
I couldn't breathe because my airway was closing. My throat was swelling on the inside.
Fuck rattlesnakes.
She ended up spending 3 weeks in the hospital. She went into some kind of shock and almost died.
Kill that snake. Lop its head off. We have to. They're not sending their best.
This story does not say what happened with the snake.
Boy, I guess the journalist had to get home. Time to go, 4:45. Who cares what the snake? Doesn't matter. Where is it? Is it roaming around the fucking neighborhood? Where is it?
Yeah, I just looked at another story that also does not say.
These cops will put people in chokeholds, beat the shit out of them, shoot them for no reason because they're holding a cell phone. They come upon a snake, they're like, ooh, let's relocate it. Let's be careful with it. Fuck. You know that's what happened. They called animal control and the snake's alive.
Oh, God, this is crazy. She had to hire an attorney to help guide her through the workers' comp process. Good God, what a shit fucking
absolutely
asshole country we live in.
No, and no one's doing anything about the root cause of this issue. This is like the gun issue. Snakes kill people. Guns kill people.
This year, there have been nearly twice as many emergency snake bites than in the previous 2 years.
Question. I'm sorry. No, I don't mean to pick this article apart. Emergency snake bites?
There's a Miami-Dade venom response team, Ryan.
No. What about a team that goes and gets the snake that does the biting? Where's that team? God damn. If I'm DeSantis, I'm like, okay, we're rounding up all the Diamondbacks today. Today is the last day a Floridian is getting bitten by this dumb fucking snake.
They have three categories of bites. Native venomous snakes, such as the Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake, as well as cottonmouths and coral snakes.
Coral is supposed to be the worst, not the diamondback.
Exotic venomous snakes that are held in captivity, such as cobras that might get out.
No, that's illegal.
They have bites from non-venomous snakes, such as invasive pythons. Cottonmouths, known as water moccasins,
horrible snakes,
account for 6% of bites nationally, but in South Florida, they're the number one venomous bite species.
Oh yeah, let's go get those fuckers. Come on, guys, we got all these guns, but yet all these snakes slither about in impunity. They don't give a fuck. Just bite. Not one fucking thing. Cops don't give a shit. Cops not going to help you. No one's helping anyone. God damn, this person is doing a delivery job. She is working. It's not her fault that fucking snake bit her. 3 weeks in the fucking hospital. Is this snake thirsty?
3 weeks, yeah.
This snake's thirsty. I got that green palm of some water.
I got a Red Bull.
Put that fucking thing in the garbage disposal. Get out of my house.
It's not the snake's fault.
Yes, I don't give a shit.
It's not the snake's
I'm thinking about fault. How it would feel. What if my face was swelling up right now? I'd want to fucking kill that thing. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. It's we live in this crazy world. We just hear, you know, venomous snake bites in Florida increased by 50%. It's not the snake's fault. Well, who's biting them? Right. Is it the snake? It's the snake, though. Okay. It's not your fault. I'm sorry. I'm just going to let my leg necrotize the fuck off. It's not your fault.
Oh, this is parody. It's a sad day for America that the first ever gay, Jewish, Catholic, Hispanic, Black, Caucasian, son of immigrants, Ivy League graduate, cancer survivor, member of Congress whose ancestors survived the Holocaust and died on 9/11 gets removed from office by his bigoted colleagues.
Well, you know, if they had found a green mamba in Congress, they would have been like, oh, let's save it. I want it as a pet.
I doubt that. Oh, yeah. Save it as a pet.
Yeah. It's like,
how many of these guys probably have snakes?
I don't know why. I mean, you know, you got to register your guns. Well, I want a list of people that own these diamond bags. And then from time to time, you do a check. You do a wellness check. Where's the lock on your cage? Where's the snake? If you can't produce a snake, then we are going to rip your house apart until we find it. I'm done with living at the whim of these fucking snakes. Like, we don't have thumbs and shit. And, like, we can't take control of this situation. Jeez. Who's with me? I'm just kidding.
Who's with me?
No one is helping that person. No one has any... That could happen to that person tomorrow again after she got out of the hospital. That's really what is true. You can listen, the shark thing, you can avoid those guys by doing one thing, you know? But the snakes, you can't avoid it. This person was working and nearly died. Man. Day one, I'm in office. We're getting that. I'm getting all the people together. I said, we're going to go get some snakes. We're going to do it today. It's going to be a nice day.
You can legislate morality. You can't legislate a religion, but everything is morals. So do not
well
kill.
Said.
Do not
well kill. Said.
Yeah, all of them come through morality, which we took. I believe the founders, it was like 65% was coming from God's word of all of the founding documents and everything. So overwhelmingly the most from Jesus's words in the Bible.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. This is the same kind of David Bartman or Barton crap.
Yeah. It's,
that 65% of all the founding documents, quote, came from Jesus's word and the Bible. Well, okay, yeah, the word "the" is in the Bible.
Yes.
And in a lot of the documents. 65%. It's just lies.
Okay.
It's just lies.
Sorry, are we talking about the Bible and different things that are in the Bible? How many positive mentions of snakes are there in that book? How many? I tell you, these evangelicals.
You turned Christian now?
Nah, if I can, now all of a sudden I'm like, well, look at these useful people. They have all these shotguns. Find me a snake, you dumb idiots. God.
I mean, here's another one.
Ugh.
This is it's just terrifying that these people.
Here's the deal. History is on our side.
Here's the deal. History is on our side.
I already don't like this guy.
This is.
Here's the deal.
North Dakota.
You got snakes.
State there. Representative Brandon Pritchard.
Boo.
And Right Wing Watch, here is the clip. Right Wing Watch says he appeared on a local television program called Ladies of Another View, where he. In other words,
my God, you guys suck.
In other words,
that is the worst
conservative.
We get it. It's the dumbest. That is the worst title for a show, isn't it not? Is it not?
Ladies of Another View or Ladies of Another View.
What does that mean?
Up here where it's real cold.
It doesn't mean anything. That sentence doesn't even make sense. Look at the ladies in another view over there. What are you talking about?
Right Wing Watch says, where he attempted to defend his Christian nationalism by spreading misinformation and falsehoods. This is, they've got a whole story over here at Right Wing Watch, too, about kind of the same thing. Debunking just all of this bullshit that these Christian nationalist fucks are spewing about how this was obviously came right from the dickhole of Jesus. This country.
Jesus is like, listen, nothing's come out of this dickhole.
Oh, there's new. There's Florida. Oh, Ohio.
Bang.
It's so fucking annoying and they're
so stupid
and lies. So here's one of these motherfuckers.
Here's the deal. History is on our side. History is on the side of the conservatives on this issue. The first thing that happened at the Constitutional Convention was what? It was Benjamin Franklin coming in front of everybody. He was actually one of the most agnostic of them all and said that we need to call a plea to the heavens and pray for our country. And it was a Christian prayer. They had a Christian pastor come and say prayer.
So,
and as early as the 1980s, I mean.
What? And then they went to put in their wooden teeth yes! and go bloodletting to cure themselves and then go home and beat their slaves.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I don't care. You know, it's weird. It's like, who cares if this is true? It changes absolutely nothing.
But you notice he said, we need to call to the heavens. He did not say, let's call to God.
Yes.
I saw a blatant misquote in some comments today on one of these stories that said that they quoted the fucking Declaration of Independence to say the creator. It did not say the creator. They are endowed by their creator.
Yes.
And Jefferson debated every cunting syllable in that document. He knew what he was writing.
Right, right.
He did not write the creator. He did not write they are endowed by God, capital G. He did not. Right. He wrote they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Right. It was not a casual thing.
And the same thing with the fucking Constitution. Every syllable was debated and fought over. And where is the word God or creator in the Constitution? The only mention of religion is the First Amendment.
Yeah, okay.
No, Congress shall establish no religion. There shall be no religious test.
What about the second? But the second amendment, though, 2A.
That one supersedes all of them.
But wait, if you read it, isn't it?
Especially that 13th.
What about a well-regulated militia? What about that part? Right. I don't know if what I saw on January 6th was a bunch of well-regulated militias. I think they kind of, I don't know.
What's going on with
I don't
you?
Think things are that well-regulated.
What's going on with you?
The show's almost
She's like
over.
TikTok, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
She's jumping up on me. It always happens when Kenobi's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's so tall stands on his back legs. And she's built, you know, like a little tank. She's not built for walking around on her back legs. So it's always weird to see her. Anyway, here's the rest of this motherfucker, and then we'll get out of here.
And it was a Christian prayer. They had a Christian pastor come and say prayer.
Christian.
And as early as the 1980s, I mean, Ronald Reagan dedicated the country to Jesus and had a national day of prayer enshrined into our law.
Yeah, and we all lost our minds, all of us atheists.
Yeah.
And all the Jews and all the Hindus
and
everybody else lost our fucking minds over it.
I don't care. These people can talk about the science fiction as much as they want. It's an equal myth to Aquaman.
To Jesus and had a national day of prayer enshrined into our law. So I think that it's crazy to suggest that our country is not at bare minimum a Christian nation.
Oh my God.
Bare minimum. What a weird way to put
that. Lies. By the way, Reagan never dedicated the country to Jesus, whatever that means. And the national day of prayer was Harry Truman.
Oh, yeah.
In the 50s, during the Red Scare, when they put that fucking under God bullshit into the creepy Pledge of Allegiance, and when they changed E Pluribus Unum.
Yeah.
To the bullshit that they want to hang in all the schools now.
Right. It's not like this guy is making a great point.
Right.
Even if what he was saying was remotely true.
Lying.
I mean, the point would be horrible anyway.
Well, I think it's obvious that we...
Oh, God.
And real quick before we go, there's...
yes?
We've been talking about that fucking Oklahoma head of education who's a crazy Jesus fuck.
God.
And, The Freedom From Religion, sued a school that was having kids, public school, that was having kids read a Christian prayer into the loudspeaker every day.
Oh, my God.
And they said, you can't do that. It's patently...
it's insane.
It's patently...
Of course you can't.
Unconstitutional. And now this motherfucker said he's going to step in somehow. Somehow he's going to override the Constitution and the evil Supreme Court and everybody. And he's going to make it so that they can force their Christian prayer.
Oh, cool.
In these schools.
How fun. What a great hobby you have.
Yeah.
Do something else.
Let's get out of here. We'll be back on Monday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app, crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the crabdiving.com/Amazon link.
Yes.
Use that link or go to our webpage and click on the Amazon banner every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. And we get the commission. Does it cost you anything? Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Daily Stormer Light X and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Have a great Republican and religious nut free weekend. We'll hit you up on Monday.
Pudding fingers.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.